This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. I'll tell you what, we'll get on Canada in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about this Remington thing. And this is a new thing. I mean, I've got Paloma Capana coming on the show tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, which she kept copious notes for that, and that's been, you know, it's been a little bit since Sandy Hook 2012. And I want to talk about the Remington thing. Now, Remington did not agree to pay $73 million to the plaintiffs. Remington's insurance company did. And the premise behind this, you know, they keep talking about the advertising campaign. In the exact detail of that heinous crime, Adam Lanza's mom bought the gun. So, there's strike one. Because Adam Lanza is the killer. He, you know, everything that happened, happened because of him. Not because of some name brand of a gun. Not because of anything, but primarily because of him. The tool he may or may not have used, which he used an AR-15, no doubt about it. Is irrelevant. The fact that he committed the crime shows a breakdown in a few areas. Now, it's been a while since I looked at this, but if memory serves, I think Adam Lanza's both of his parents were divorced, and he lived with his mom. His mom had guns. Now, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm going to be trying to be nice. Even though she sort of missed a few things. Adam Lanza's mom was the first victim that day. She was shot in the head while taking a nap. Adam Lanza knew how to access the gun safe. So we had safe storage already in place. This is in Connecticut, which is not exactly, you know, gun central. And we knew that Adam Lanza lived his life a lot with video games. But here's the thing about the premise, which is, once again, advertising. And let me tell you something. If advertising worked that good, any of you that have listened to this show long enough have heard the sponsors that come and go, like Nighthawk's no longer a sponsor. If advertising worked that good, I would never lose a sponsor. Advertising, buying advertising, using advertising, that's a business. Anybody that's going to make a product is going to advertise. And getting out there and saying that the AR-15 is this uberly developed weapon is really missing a point. It is not a weapon of war in any stretch of the imagination. Somebody had issued me a AR-15 when I was in the Army, I would have probably beat them over the head with said AR-15. Because we needed that selector switch. We needed that full auto capability. Not as a rule of thumb, but it was nice to have it. And that was the specification, right? So my question becomes, what happened in this courtroom to where they decided, because you can't get out there and say it was the advertising campaign that was irresponsible unless you can prove that Adam Lanza saw the advertising campaign, which they can't prove, and begged Mom to go out and buy this Bushmaster rifle. And it didn't matter who made the rifle. Okay, it just happened to be Bushmaster. And that all of that was lost in the subterfuge of AR-15 bad. I mean, I just heard the news. I was listening to the news. It was the gun that was used to kill 20 children. Yes, it was, and that's unfortunate. However, getting out there and stating it in such a case takes the focus off of the bad guy. Aren't we sort of upset already with these Sorosian DAs doing that, taking the focus off of the bad guy, making them a victim? I know that the relatives of all of that, you know, the faculty that were killed, the children that were murdered, I know they're seeking justice. And now they've got $73 million from Remington, and that won't change a thing for them, unfortunately. There is no closure to this. We have done nothing at this point to safeguard a school. The fact that we have not had another Sandy Hook, another Virginia Tech, another Columbine is pure dumb luck, because we have done nothing. You know, where they have the FASTER program in Ohio and everything, they got rid of that as far as how big and widespread it was. The parents of the children that go to school today, I don't think I could do that. I don't know what I would do, but I mean, dropping my child off at school would cause me so much worry over the course of a day. Remington doesn't exist anymore. This was their insurers trying to, you know. And listen, insurance has got a lot of money in it. When I was asking somebody one time back in 2010, what would survive in the event of a complete and total societal breakdown financially, he said insurance. Because when you think about insurance, you've always got a bigger pool paying in than you do paying out. And it's just a constant revolution, you know, constant recycling of funds coming in. So when they do have to make a payout, well, you know, that taps into it for a minute, but it'll be back. Because we'll just go create new business and replace that and get back into the status quo. Second Amendment was done no favors in this settlement. And This is a bad precedent. You know, right now, and I'll talk about this later, but I mean, Biden tried to gain a little traction off of it today. He proposed more gun control on the anniversary. And, of course, it was the anniversary of Parkland, and that's going nowhere. That's going nowhere. Gun control is effectively dead for the most part because of less police and Sorosian DAs letting people back out on the street. But now, when we get back, we'll segue to Canada, because Canada is what the left wants. They want what Trudeau's about to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything equipment you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has done what everybody really wants to do. Well, he wants to do what the left wants to do anyway. He's going to use state power to crush those with whom they disagree. It's not enough to just accept people with differing opinions. They got to go. The Canadian Freedom Convoy has been going strong for days. They set up shop in Ottawa. They were on the Ambassador Bridge before police cleared them out during the Super Bowl. Trudeau simply could not just roll back all the COVID mandates since no one cares about them. No one is following them. The pandemic is over. We have therapeutics. We have vaccines. It's a virus with a 99%+ survival rate. End the madness. Instead, they declared war. He's declared war on his own people. Enacting the Emergency Act. Now, don't worry. We're not going to see the military used in this case. Because one Canadian lawyer saw through this. Because we're now in the 21st century, and state power and the abuse doesn't have to look like Tiananmen Square anymore. It doesn't have to be tanks rolling in anymore. Instead, you have a digital tank in the form of the government taking all of your stuff. And the Trudeau government announced that this act allows them to seize people's assets without a warrant. And if you didn't already know that, you heard me right. The working man's entire bank account can be raided by the government if it feels you're supporting a cause it doesn't like. Chrystia Freeland, a former Reuters journalist, who is now the Minister of Finance and Deputy Prime Minister, announced this draconian action yesterday. But on Twitter, Trudeau said, it's now clear that responsible leadership requires us to do this. We will always defend the rights of Canadians to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. He also put out there, we do this in the country to encourage peaceful protest, but we do not accept people who come in and curtail other people's freedoms, which is basically government. You know? It's basically government they're talking about there, because they are the ones curtailing people's freedoms, not truckers. So, the Trudeau administration is going to freeze crowdfunding institutions, cryptocurrency transactions, corporate and personal bank accounts that support the Canadian truckers. For those of you who wondered why they were always pushing a cashless society, now you know. Having all of your money in the bank, while on one hand, yeah, you can use Apple Pay, and you can use Amazon Pay, and you can use your debit card and all these other things. You can make these electronic transactions. That also means that you physically do not have your money. You have an agreement with a bank to keep your money there, I guess, so you don't have to keep up with it. But then in the meantime, the government can come into that same bank and say, we're looking for so-and-so. This is his Social Security number. Do you have anything? And then if they find that, they can freeze your account. And then you don't have any money anymore. However much you might have had, $5 million, it's frozen. We get this. We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules, which is basically them saying, we're doing what they did down there in the States in 2020 with the election law. Now, I was never worried about the Canadians putting troops in the street, you know. But Trudeau just authorizing banks to unilaterally freeze your account on the basis of suspicion alone. No court order required, with legal immunity. And that can actually be more dangerous than the military taken to the street. Now, like I said, this is the 21st century, and there are other means to put pressure on people. The need for mass police and military raids to neutralize opponents of the state are over. And when you think about it, social media has replaced a lot of weapons in a lot of cases with the right people. One bad social media review or something can destroy a person, and we no longer need bullets to assassinate leaders in this era. Now they're referring to Trudeau as Justin Castro. And as we watch our neighbors to the north develop, as they devolve into fascism, the one thing that hasn't changed is the fight coming out of the truckers. And they're going to continue to fight. Because truckers are the blood of commerce. Without them out there on the roads, which are the veins and the arteries by which this commerce can flow and get to its various points to be used and consumed, there is no commerce if they're not moving. And no, they're not a band of Nazis, to be sure. They had one independent media person that went out there and actually talked to the people and found out that they were white people and black people and Sikhs. Men, women, you name it. They're lending their support for the end of the mandate madness that's consumed Trudeau's government. In Ottawa, they vowed to not leave until normalcy is returned. Now, not only can their rigs be towed, but the flow of monies will certainly be cut, leading to the possibility that some of these guys could freeze as their trucks run out of gas, among other things. Ontario's government has tried to stem the flow of donations, but failed. And now, because some people disagree with Justin, the government hammer came crashing down. So, is this the model of the future? I don't know. This is why Trump had to go. Deep state knew it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden reacted swiftly to Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring he would recognize the independence of two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, probably using the moves as a pretext for the invasion the U.S. has warned was likely coming at any hour. The White House said Biden would soon issue an executive order that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the two Ukraine regions under the control of the Russian-backed separatists. The order will provide override authority to impose any sanction on any person determined to operate in those areas of Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he's ending the last of domestic coronavirus restrictions in the United Kingdom, including the requirement for people with COVID-19 to self-isolate. Johnson said the country is moving from government restriction to personal responsibility as part of the plan for treating COVID-19 like other transmissible illnesses such as flu. This is USA Radio News. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said she's open to lifting interest rates by more than the traditional quarter point in March. The Fed is looking to raise rates as inflation continues to surge compared to a year earlier, with the biggest increases in four decades. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, what we're seeing right now in Canada is what I'm kind of thinking this is the end run here. This is everything up to this point. You have to understand, it's been an information operation. When they got out there and told you, well, we have to be 6 feet apart, nobody said, why? We just took their word for it. When they first said, well, you don't need to wear a mask. And then they said, but now you need to wear a mask. Nobody said, well, what changed your mind? Then, when we were told, well, we didn't want to cause a shortage in the health industry while you idiots were buying masks, we just said, oh, okay. So now, here we are, you know, new state of emergency in Canada. This would be a very rough road to hoe here. There would be quite a few problems here. But, you know, when you've got places like El Salvador looking at you saying, hey, I thought you guys were the epitome of democracy and all these other things, and obviously you are not. You have no... There's no, you know, you've lost all credibility. Well, that's problematic. This is a member of NATO doing this. So, he's saying the scope of the measures would be time-limited, reasonable, and proportionate, and would not see the military deployed. That's not much of a... You know, that's not much of a stretch there, Justin. And then the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, said they would be able to freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protests without any need. Vehicle insurance of anyone involved with the demonstrations could be suspended. We're just going to create, you know, what you're doing that's legal today that you paid for, we're taking that all away. And they are likening... These protesters who were just driving trucks and shutting down cities, which is protest. That's what protests do. They get in the way. They're doing this under the broadening of the terrorist financing rules. And this declaration sets a very dangerous precedent whereby charter rights, the Canadian version of the U.S.'s Bill of Rights, is being sidestepped at the whim of one single individual. Sidestepped. And is there any historical proposition more dangerous than a powerful, you know, politician revoking your rights under the pretense of necessity? Have we learned nothing since the conception of the 12 tablets and the Magna Carta? William Pitt said that necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Now, in our time and in the past, many Supreme Court justices have recognized that liberty is not absolute and that there are times when the exercise of one's liberty may infringe upon the liberty of another. For example, in the case of a truly deadly disease with an extraordinarily high fatality rate, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, or in the case of conscription, whereby a citizen is expected to defend and preserve the inalienable for all, Kneeler versus Lane. And these prudent restrictions were invariably designed in good faith, and that is to protect the substructure of rights, not to violate them. When courts state that emergency powers can be invoked to stop a tangible and grave threat to our way of life or to to what threatens the glue that binds our democracy, when it all should be clear that the words grave and threat represent a significantly high threshold, none of the virtuous justices who thought long and hard about these exceptionally complicated cases ever imagined that a group of thugs calling themselves representatives of the people would seek to exploit legal opinions for personal machinations at the expense of liberty. In many U.S. states, and now in Canada, politicians are invoking these powers to avoid negotiation with the people they serve. Should a democratic government violate the inviolable whenever a group of citizens protest draconian mandates? Should one individual have the power to freeze personal bank accounts or imprison you indefinitely because you asked politely not to be jabbed with an experimental vaccine? Are the dancing, flag-waving truckers a grave danger to society? Are viruses with fatality rates lower than 2% a threat to our Constitution? And if so, it would follow that our government has the right to declare an emergency over the common flu, heart disease, cancer, or a number of other ailments that cause more deaths than COVID-19. Grounded on this folly, the mayor would have the power to imprison New York taxi drivers for their incessant honking, or garnish wages from those who decide to forego new heart medications. Is that kind of a revocation in keeping with the spirit of the law? Thomas Jefferson said, "A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government on earth, general or particular, and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference." Now, the libertarian and the republican view of government has always rested on the precept that individuals are rational beings capable of self-expression and self-determination, best able to calculate the risk, and best able to choose how to exercise their liberty, provided that they don't destroy or diminish the rights of others. So in other words, the sole purpose of government is to protect the inviolable, which exists outside the scope of influence and is rooted in the state of nature. The left likes to talk a lot about obligations, but on the issue of societal rights and obligations, there is a significant difference between the two. A right is what the government owes me, and an obligation is based on what you think I owe the government. And to force me to comply with your conception of ought, and to bind me into an obligation to you, requires a great deal of coercion and force. And that abstractness should be left to the rational will of the people and their representatives, not dictated to them by the whims of an individual. Justin Trudeau has no moral right to coerce millions of people to take a potentially fatal vaccine in lieu of taking their chances with a potentially fatal virus. Only arrogant fools suffering from hubris believe they're in a position to make the decision for someone else. And a democratic government should not be in the business of using its citizenry as a means to an end. We must watch this as it unfolds. We have to pay attention to it. There was. I'm sure there's been talk of sending our military over there to help enforce the government's will. And if Biden thinks that's a smoking hot idea, go ahead and send our military north. That's fine. Just go ahead and send them away. You might not like what happens when there's nobody here. You might not like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dateline New York, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and other politicians who voted for the disastrous New York bail reform laws keep quoting a study that claims only 2% of defendants released under the new law got rearrested for a violent felony while their case is pending. Now, that study is technically accurate as far as it goes, but the 2% number is absolutely meaningless and a distortion of what's happening on the street. The reality is that even under the old bail laws, most defendants were released on bail or on their own recognizance, and most of them did not get rearrested for a felony offense while their case was pending. First-time misdemeanor defendants charged with DUIs or minor assaults, shoplifting, turnstile jumping, and driving with a suspended license were almost universally released without bail. First-time offenders charged with nonviolent felonies were also almost always released without bail. In fact, in June of 2019, before the new laws took effect, they did a study in Queens and found that only 20 defendants held in city jails in Queens on Queens misdemeanor cases awaiting trial solely because they could not make bail. They had an average of 12 prior unsealed arrests, 7 prior convictions, and 3 prior bench warrants. Only 398 defendants being held on Queens cases solely because they could not bail. They had an average of 10 prior unsealed warrants, or excuse me, arrests, 6 prior convictions, 2 prior bench warrants. 95% of these defendants were being held on felonies. So the reality is that the only defendants charged with very serious crimes or with lengthy criminal records were being held on bail under the old bail laws. A study that looks at every arrest and calculates the percentage of people who get rearrested doesn't factor in that there are people in the state of New York who make a career out of crime. And these are the defendants who would have had bail set under the old law. But for many of them, under the new laws, judges simply are prohibited from setting bail at all. So in 2019, the state legislature passed the new bail law, slightly amended in 2020, that essentially replaced bail with non-monetary release. Under this program, a judge who found that a defendant was a flight risk or likely not to appear in court could release the defendant on NMR and place conditions on his release, pretrial services, pretrial supervision, passport surrender, maintain employment, you know, EIEIO. And these are essentially the defendants who would have had bail set but are now released on the new non-monetary release. When you look at it from that perspective, then you get some truly alarming results. The bail laws passed in New York have been a disaster for the state and particularly New York City. So consider this. In New York City, between July 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021, 26,530 people, 535 to be exact, were arrested for a felony. 69% of them, 18,239, had a prior conviction or a pending case. 4,062 of those defendants were released on non-monetary release. Of the 4,062 released on NMR, 1,737, or 43%, were rearrested while their case was pending. Quite a distance from 2%. So think about what this means. A defendant who has a prior conviction or a pending case gets arrested for a felony. A judge reviews his record and finds that he is a risk of fleeing. The judge cannot set bail and releases the defendant on non-monetary conditions. And of those, almost half of them, 43%, get rearrested while their case is pending. 43% is the real number, not 2%. The rearrest rates for defendants with pending cases or prior convictions released on NMR were 57% for home burglaries, 66% for commercial burglaries, 58% for grand larceny, and 68% for petty larceny. And these arrests, these numbers only count rearrests, not criminal activity. So New York City had 85,481 petty larceny complaints in 2021. That is a misdemeanor. There are 198 people in jail in New York City on any a misdemeanor. And nobody is saying that everybody arrested should be jailed without bail or even have bail set. But there are defendants who are easily identifiable by their criminal records and charged crimes who pose a threat to the public and should be held in jail pending trial. 49 states and the federal government allow it, so why wouldn't New York? So, the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, he should probably stick to his new position. You cannot lower crime while these bail laws continue to force judges to release repeat offenders who they know will commit more crimes. And if you believe the 2% number, then you're an idiot. It's not real. It's not real. So, before we head into hour number three, I saw this. A suspect charged in Monday's targeted shooting of Louisville, Kentucky mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. Not too long ago was an activist for civil rights and gun control. His name is Quintez Brown, 21. He was charged with attempted murder and four counts of wanton endangerment. He previously worked for the Louisville Courier-Journal as an intern and an editorial columnist, according to the newspaper. In December, he shared a short campaign video on Twitter announcing that he's going to run for District 5 for the Louisville Metro Council in 2022. His writing advocates for the ideals of communism, socialism, liberation, and has criticized gun-loving Republicans. As a freshman in college, he was also reportedly selected to meet former President Obama. Now, Greenberg is a Democrat, and police have not provided details about the possible motive for this shooting. The Louisville Metro Police Department responded around 10:15 a.m. after multiple shots were fired at Greenberg's campaign headquarters in Butchertown. This is a thing about anarchy. And this is the thing about Antifa and BLM. They don't have a taste for one side or the other. They want it all. They want anarchy. They want these things. I mean, this kid, this guy, Brown, he walked straight into this campaign headquarters. Probably not a gun anywhere near it. Pulled out a gun and started shooting. He had the candidate had his sweater grazed by a round. Greenberg, after this happened, he said, today's not a day for politics, but it's not lost on me that the violence of my staff and I experienced today is far too common for our city. Too many Louisville families have experienced the trauma of gun violence. Too many aren't as blessed as me. Young Mr. Brown used a Glock. He fled the building. 10 minutes later, they located a man matching his description less than a half mile away. He was found carrying a loaded 9mm magazine in his pants and taken into custody. Now, young Mr. Brown, he reportedly participated in 2020 racial justice demonstrations. In his Twitter bio, he says, "We have one scientific and correct solution. Pan-Africanism, the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism." February 1, on Instagram, using the handle of Tez for Liberation, shared a post celebrating Black Radical Month and a list of names that included convicted cop killer Asada Shakur, mother of Tupac. He was for gun control. Coming up next, we get to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.